Welcome to our service, and now Reverend Michael Schlatterbeck.
All right, thank you, Laura. Welcome, everyone. Please join me in prayer. Infinite Spirit, great Creator, we invoke your presence in our meeting today so that we may be filled with your love and light. We ask that our hearts and minds are open to all we may receive. We ask that our guides and loved ones in spirit join close with us today so we may experience the wonder of spirit communication. Amen. All right, we're going to kick off with the meditation. So if you will, go ahead and get comfortable. You can leave your camera on or off. It's up to you. And just begin. We're going to begin the meditation with three deep breaths in and out. There's no other way, not out and in and out. And release. And again. And release. And again. And exhale. Now, as you listen to the really beautiful, peaceful music Laura's providing us, just relax in your chair and let everything you don't need fall away. Focus on your breathing. Follow the natural flow of your breath in and out. Just pay attention to the gift of your breath as your body does the breathing for you. And let yourself ride the wave of the in-breath and the out-breath. I'd like you to now picture a place that makes you happy. A place that when you're there, you're overflowing with happiness. Be a different place for all of us. But I want to picture you, I want you to picture yourself there. And breathe in the energy of this place that fills you with happiness. Let this image fill your heart. And with each breath, allow your heart center to grow brighter and brighter. Allow your heart energy to fill the room you're in. Feel it radiate out of you. As you rest and radiate this beautiful heart energy, send this energy wherever you think it is most needed, to a friend in need, loved one in need, to a stranger in need. Take a moment now to share the beauty of your heart with others. All right. And as we close this meditation, I invite you to take a moment for a prayer of gratitude for all the joy and love we are given, and all the joy and love we are able to share. All right, and I invite you to come back to the room and open your eyes when you're ready. All right, welcome back. All right, it is now my pleasure to introduce our speaker for today, Reverend Michelle Euler. Reverend Michelle Euler is a fantastic speaker and medium. And as we've heard, she's been mining her friends for wisdom, as if she didn't have enough already. She's outsourcing her wisdom now. So we will prepare for Reverend Michelle, her sermon about manifesting with the song I Am, written and performed by Laura Stack.
Thank you, Reverend Michael. And just a note to everyone, you might have heard me share this before, but Reverend Michelle helped me arrange this piece and assisted with a few of the lyrics, especially on the bridge.
I am.
am the likeness of I am. I am abundance cast. I am the master plan. I am the vastness of I am. I'm safe, I'm sacred, I hear my name. Singing in the eye of the hurricane. I'm safe, I'm sacred, I hear my name. Looking from the eye of the hurricane. I know my part, I hear my name. I am, I am, I am.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful gifts with us. And Michael, thank you for the beautiful meditation. And it is so wonderful to be here with everyone. One who experiences the unity of life sees their own self in all beings and all beings in their own self and looks on everything with an impartial eye. Words of wisdom from the Buddha. Buddha's words speak to the divine natural law of oneness, the law that tells us everyone and everything is connected to everyone and everything, and that everything we do, say, think, believe, feel affects all other beings and things in the universe. The law of oneness calls us to recognize the divine spark within ourselves and others. When we see the world through the lens of oneness, we cultivate compassion, empathy, and love. We understand that the joy of another is our joy. Their suffering is our suffering. In this interconnected reality, every action we take ripples out and affects the entire universe. Living in accordance with the law of oneness means embracing diversity and honoring the sacred in all forms of life. It encourages us to move beyond judgment, beyond separation and fear, and instead to embrace a life of unity and harmony. As we do, we align with the divine flow of the universe. Once we are in the divine flow, we experience meaningful and beneficial events of synchronicity and serendipity. They are natural expressions of our interconnectedness. I'm sure all of you have experienced a sequence of events or symbols that seem to be guiding you. We've all done that, right? I've heard people talk about seeing the same number or hearing the same song or encountering the same message from different sources or different mediums. These synchronicities are the universe's way of communicating with us, reminding us that we are on the right path and we are never alone. For the universe hears the passions of our heart and works to create a path that will allow us to attain all we desire. We are co-creators with the divine, and it is our heart that chooses our path and reality. Divine synchronicity and serendipity are two concepts that often intersect and intertwine in our lives. They create moments of unexpected joy, meaning, connection. While they may seem similar, there is a subtle difference between the two. Synchronicity refers to meaningful and seemingly coincidental events that cannot be explained by cause and effect, while serendipity refers to the occurrence of fortunate events or fun discoveries by what seems like chance. Some might say that's all it is, coincidence and chance. Spiritually minded people tend to believe that serendipity and synchronicity are not random occurrences, but rather signs that the divine is guiding us toward greater understanding and purpose. 13th century mystic poet Rumi encourages us to live life as if everything is rigged in our favor. Recognizing and accepting divine synchronicity requires an element of faith and trust in order to get into the universal flow, so to speak. We must courageously trust and surrender to the idea that there is a greater plan at work in our lives, that there is a force that is on our side, working with us, guiding us, creating opportunities and possibilities so we can make our dreams come true. A personal example of divine synchronicity takes me back about 20 years ago. Around that time, my Aunt Sandy, my mom's sister, would often have lunch with her good friend, Valerie, at Valerie's house in Irvington, which is a neighborhood in Indianapolis. My Aunt Sandy and Valerie worked together at AUL in Indy. AUL stands for American United Life. Now, there's a reason I'm telling you all of this, but you have to wait for it. There will be a surprise ending. Okay. There was a particular day when Aunt Sandy was going to visit Valerie for lunch, and Valerie insisted that my aunt bring my mom with her. And so she did. The three of them had a great time together that day. And they continued to get together for lunch at Valerie's house for many years to come. I remember my mom would go on and on about how beautiful Valerie's house and flower beds were. Mom explained that Valerie was a master gardener and that her flower beds were absolutely breathtaking. These lunches became life-giving. There was a lot of laughter and deep conversations. One conversation in particular inspired my mom to write a letter to Valerie. This loving letter was one mom writing to another mom. They shared a common heartache. My mom was able to offer Valerie some helpful perspective and comforting words in this letter. So here's where the synchronicity comes in. Recently, my aunt shared with me that chance meeting 20 years ago when out of the blue, Valerie invited my mom to come to lunch. It made all the difference for Valerie. Whatever inspired her to invite my mom to lunch that day created a profound connection. My aunt went on to share that Valerie carried the letter from my mom in her purse for nearly 15 years. This seemingly random lunch invitation led to meaningful, life-altering synchronicity. My wife, Laura, and I have recently experienced undeniable divine synchronicity and serendipity. It has been rather breathtaking. As some of you know, we recently made a very difficult decision to sell our house at Camp Chesterfield and move to Indianapolis to be closer to Laura's work. Of course, for any of us, making the decision to uproot one's life and to move to a new city is not easy, especially when it required leaving our friends and the beautiful grounds of Camp Chesterfield. We knew moving was in our best interest, but with so many questions and uncertainties, we felt powerless to make it happen. I needed some answers. So I prayed. I asked the universe, what is the right thing to do? Will we ever find a buyer? If we do, what is the right neighborhood for us to move to? Will it be safe? Will we be happy? Are we even financially in a position to afford this move? So many questions and uncertainties. And as soon as I opened my heart and asked these questions, I heard my guide say to me, "Relax. When the time is right, everything will synchronize." I heard those words. As difficult as it was, in that moment, I surrendered the whole thing. I surrendered to the flow of the universe. I heard those words from the universe, I think it was on a Monday or Tuesday. And the following Saturday, I was giving readings at the Camp Chesterfield Psychic Fair when I met a lovely couple who expressed interest in purchasing our house. In less than a week after my surrender to the universe, the synchronicity had begun. This lovely couple did end up purchasing our home, for which we felt incredibly grateful. And at the same time, overwhelmingly anxious as we began to search for our new home. And after much searching, many disappointments, after staggering bouts of doubt and uncertainty, after a lot of tears and anxiety, and go ahead and throw in some bumps in the road, it certainly wasn't easy. But we found a house we were drawn to, a house in Indy, in Irvington, of all places. It is very beautiful, and we are extremely grateful for a wonderful community and such a lovely home. The flower beds were very overgrown, and there are some renovations that need to happen. But for the most part, it is our dream home. Laura Stack and I were recently discussing how, as soon as we make it clear what our heart desires and trust and surrender to the universe, we are then faced with our deepest fears and doubts. It's not easy. Stack made a very compelling statement during our conversation, one that she says was inspired by the Toltec wisdom teachings of her mentor, Heather Ashe. And I quote, "When you really ask for what you want, your deepest passion, and you commit to help your heart's desire come to fruition, then all obstacles become visible on your path. Everything standing in your way shows itself." That's good stuff. In other words, while the universe is orchestrating our path, we still have to help to do some of the work. Change and transformation require action. And the most important thing to remember, getting from point A to point B is rarely easy. There will likely be obstacles, setbacks, disappointments, scary moments, hard times. But if it is truly our heart's desire, we will finally get to point B, and the struggle will have been well worth it. So, allow me to share the surprise ending to my story. Here's where it gets really crazy. Here's where we find the serendipity. One day, not long after Laura and I moved into our new home, we were working in the overgrown flower beds, and one of our neighbors came over to introduce himself. He began explaining that two owners ago, the couple that had lived in our house had beautiful flower beds, and that the wife, Valerie, was a master gardener. And then he explained that she and her husband had worked in downtown Indy at American United Life, AUL. Laura and I just looked at each other in total amazement. I remember saying, "You've got to be kidding me. We live in Valerie's house." I immediately called my Aunt Sandy and said, "Aunt Sandy, we just bought your friend Valerie's house." Then I asked her, "Do you still talk to Valerie?" Aunt Sandy said, "Well, yes. In fact, we're having lunch tomorrow." Since then, Valerie has offered to come over and help us with the flower beds. And her son and his partner, who live in our neighborhood, have already stopped by to introduce themselves. And the most meaningful part of all, the part that is truly serendipitous, is to know that my mom, who is now in spirit, has been in our new house, has walked through our flower beds, has enjoyed deep conversations, laughter, and love in our home, and her love and light still remain here. I feel so much joy knowing this. And just as my guides had promised, when I trusted and surrendered, everything synchronized. Challenges presented themselves. That's life. That's change. And the big and small surprises have been sweet blessings. To live a life of purpose and fulfillment, it is important to cultivate self-awareness and clarity about what truly matters to us. By aligning our actions with our values and passions, we can create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. As we continue our journey, let us trust that the universe is always conspiring in our favor, guiding us with every serendipitous encounter and synchronistic sign. Let us embrace this journey with an open heart, trusting in the divine plan and the boundless love that connects us all. Many, many blessings and much love.
Thank you, Reverend Michelle, for those. That was an amazing speech. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. And I do. It really hit home a lot of the things I've been thinking about when you are aligning your actions with your values. Otherwise, you're sometimes just on an automatic pilot. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you. All right. At this time, we will now end our recording and move into the second half of our service.